Today, we're talking about one of the most underrated tools in business, networking. Whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for decades, how you connect matters. Joining me is Nick Steiner, president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce. Nick's seen exactly what happens when local business owners get in the room together and what they miss out on when they don't. Nick, great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you here, Nick. Nick, why should a business owner who's flat out running their business bother making time for networking?
Look, I think networking is a very important tool for your business as well as your own brand. It needs to be part of your marketing plan, and I think it needs to be at the forefront of most businesses who are looking for B2B connections and also B2C connections as well.
Absolutely. What's the difference between networking that actually gets you business and networking that's just coffee and small talk?
Look, you have to be front of mind, and that means you have to go out and start meeting members in your community, seeing your competitors, seeing people in like businesses, and being seen. When you're being seen, you're being recognized, and you're at the front of people's minds so they can connect with you. It also builds trust and recognition over time, so you can be a reliable person that they can refer business to you or they can do business with you as well. When you're having small catch-up chats that lead to nothing, sometimes that could be useful if you're doing a long play relationship building event. But most importantly, when you're going to a networking event, you want to come out with at least three or four business cards or leads for business so you're getting a return on your investment. Because there's a networking event for opening up an envelope nowadays. They're everywhere. Just simply going to them, having a drink, being a wallflower isn't good enough. You actually have to engage and get business cards and get leads because it's your time and your money to get the ticket and you're there, so you have to get a return.
And you don't want to waste your time, do you?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So, Nick, for someone who's never been to a chamber event, what actually happens and what's the first move once they walk in?
Look, we're very welcoming at our chamber, so you'll see our team when you come into the venue. We have breakfast at Gather and Feast every month for free, and then every second month it's a free event for a pub chat at Buddy Brewing on a Wednesday night. So you meet our team, we share you around to the other members and introduce you to them. Everyone's very welcoming. So the thing is to come with business cards, come with your pitch and your business topics, and then you just meet other people.
Fantastic. They sound like great venues too. So what's a real example of a connection or deal that came out of a networking event?
Look, a recent one that we had was a business was looking for a photographer for product shoots, and there was actually a member who was there who was a photographer, and then they went on doing their wedding afterwards as well. So that was a worthwhile relationship connection.
Fantastic. So, Nick, if a business owner only has time for one networking event a month, how should they pick which one?
They need to do more than one a month. And I would go to your chamber first. Obviously, for our region, Morton Daily will also promote other networking events. I would also go to BNI, Business Network International, or BX, or another organization. Check on Facebook which ones are which. You have to find out which one is best for you. That means you have to do your research and go out and meet a whole heap of people and go to a number of events. And then you can then go, okay, this one here suits me, this one here suits me. Then maybe you can do one a month. But honestly, I think at least every 2 weeks you should be getting out and about.
That's such a great reminder that networking isn't just about swapping business cards. It's about showing up, building real relationships, and putting yourself in the room where opportunities happen. A huge thanks to Nick Steiner, president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, for sharing his insight and experience with us today. And why not check out other businesses and real estate podcasts right here on 1015fm.com.au from our guests with local expertise.